Hey, it's Caleb. I'm joined by Heather Fleshinsky, the founder of OneFest. We are so excited for OneFest this July 23rd through the 25th. It's back, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. We'll talk about the headliners, the artists, but first, a little backstory. And Heather, as we welcome you in here to WWIB, this is something that is not just popping up overnight. This took years and years to come together. What was your first burden from the Lord, really, that the Chippewa Valley needed a Christian music festival like this?
It was really driving down the road to my kids' 4K and listening to the radio. I'm pretty sure it was WWIB.
Right on.
And I was like, why is there not a Christian music festival? And I understand there was a few in the past, so I knew it could happen, right? We just had to find the right people, and God kept sending the right people my way. So over the course of a year, we created the nonprofit organization. And then we started getting the artists and promoting the festival for 2018 was our first one.
Let's talk a little bit about this, to the fact that OneFest is a nonprofit. People might not realize that. So talk a little bit about how that formed and came together.
So when I started putting out feelers, asking the question, should a festival happen, a Christian festival in the area? I wasn't really telling many people. I was telling a few friends here and there. And then all of a sudden I'd get an email from somebody who wanted it to happen, who I didn't know. And so I started collecting these names and threw out an email saying, okay, let's come together. Let's see how this goes and who's interested and what can we do. And we came from all different churches, all of us together. And that's where the name OneFest comes from, because we're all coming together as one.
Real briefly, before we finish up and talk about this year's lineup, might be a painful subject, but last year you didn't get to have it. And I know you guys were holding on as long as possible, but then it just didn't work last year. So how did God show himself faithful? Because I know that was a blow.
As you asked that, there was two things running through my head. And one is the amazing people that felt called to continue to move forward with this, excited about the festival continuing to happen. I mean, we could have thrown our hands up and said, I guess we'll just stop now, but we didn't want to, and nobody else wanted to, and God kept providing. God showed there was other things that needed to happen that time, and it just so happened that my brother-in-law went into the emergency room that week of OneFest that would have happened, and so I could be there for my sister. So I wouldn't have been able to do that had I been planning that festival and having to be there. So he knew there was a better place for me that week. So that was him helping me out.
Leading all the way. And so finally, again, we're talking with Heather Fleshinsky from OneFest. Absolutely encouraging you July 23rd through the 25th, wherever you are at, come and join us for OneFest. Let's talk about the lineup this year. I know you're very excited about this.
Oh, yeah. Danny Gokey. He's headlining on Saturday night. We're super excited about that. Local Wisconsin native. And then also Ren Collective. I saw them at another festival and loved them. They have so many crazy instruments and things going on stage. They're going to be a riot to watch.
And I think Ren Collective, again, that Friday night headliner, they were last in the Chippewa Valley at my recollection. I think it may have been 2014 with 10th Avenue North. Mm-hmm. And that's when they were first kind of building. And I remember just hearing so much feedback. Those guys are incredible and so much energy and passion. So again, you've got Danny Gokey and Ren Collective as your headliners, but Micah Tyler and Blanca and Seventh Time Down and I Am They and Jason Gray and Hannah Kerr. And again, you've got some other regional acts as well, too. I mean, it is just going to be a full schedule and free worship on Sunday morning. What's your, say, 30-second pitch? What would you say, Heather?
Amazing music and amazing to be back together and enjoying music out in the open air. So it's all safe and exciting.
We are looking forward to it. Absolutely. Kids ages 0 to 10 are free. And again, free Sunday worship, which is, I know, an integral part of what you guys have put together, too, that Sunday worship be open to all.
Yeah, the Sunday worship is actually Jason Gray is speaking for us. And then A Day Awaits is doing the music. And we hope everybody will come and join us. Even if you can't come to the festival, come to the worship on Sunday morning.
And again, tickets are available at one-fest.com, or we've got all the links at wwib.com/onefest. A quick plug as well. Again, we're so proud to be partnering with you as a media partner, the hometown station of OneFest. And you guys are generously offering a 10% discount with promo code WWIB. So no reason not to get your tickets and get them right now.
Exactly.
All right, Heather, thank you so much for joining us here in WWIB. And we can't wait to see everybody at OneFest 2021.